This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. Today, we're coming from the Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame 2013 event being held here at the Royal York in Toronto. And today, we have the honor of having the 2013 Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame laureate and inductee, Mr. Jim Thunder from Buffalo Point First Nation. Mr. Thunder held the role of Hereditary Chief of Buffalo Point First Nation from 1967 to 1997. During this time, he also held the position of Vice President of the Manitoba Indian Brotherhood. Mr. Thunder was also a founding board member of the Southeast Resource Development Council, a political and administrative organization that facilitates the development of local control and responsibility of programs and services to member First Nations. During his tenure as chief, Mr. Thunder drove the implementation of a long-term economic development plan for his community, with the creation of two cottage subdivisions and the Buffalo Bay Marina and Campground. Buffalo Point First Nation has established itself as a world-class vacation destination for both Canadian and U.S. residents. Mr. Thunder's commitment to capacity building goes beyond the economic opportunities for current community members. His vision has paved the road to ensure long-term economic success for Buffalo Point First Nation. Mr. Thunder, I just want to start by saying congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Can you just start by tell us a little bit about your childhood and growing up?
Well, I suppose the first log cabin was built out at Reed River. It was in 1932. And I think we moved in back in there in 1934 when we moved into Reed River. And we were there for 7 years. And then finally the Indian Affairs was going to take us kids away. And my mother wouldn't allow it, made my dad move to Middleborough, a little town, which is about 16 miles from Reed River. We wanted to move in there so that we could go to school there without going through Indian Affairs.
So it was a bit of a dramatic, but your family stayed together, yeah. Beginning.
Yeah, we stayed together. It was four boys and three girls.
Now, Mr. Thunder, can you talk to us a bit about what was your community like at that time? I mean, was there a geographical difference then than there is today?
We were living really good at Reed River. We had cattle, we had a few cows, we had sheep, we had chickens, we had a big garden right along the river, and we lived really well compared to a lot of people, I think, in those days. And trapping, my dad was a good trapper, and there was good money in trapping in those days, too. You would sell a muskrat for $4 a pelt, you know, and sometimes Dad would take in $3,000. Well, in those days, that was a lot of money, but he never, ever invested it like I wanted him to do. We lived good out there until we moved into Middleborough, then you got closer to the moonshine. And Dad liked to drink, and sometimes it got kind of tough.
A challenge to this day.
Yes.
Now, your First Nation, Buffalo Point, can you tell us a bit for our listeners out there who don't know where Buffalo Point is? Where geographically is Buffalo Point located?
It's about 130 miles southeast of Winnipeg, right on the Lake of the Woods. We jet right out into the Lake of the Woods. We're right at the corner of Ontario, Manitoba, and Minnesota. They call it Mom's Corner.
You know, we're celebrating you here into the Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame today. Can you talk to us a bit about some of your business ventures over the course of your storied life?
I was a woodsman. I've done a lot of pulp cutting, and I had a team of horses before the year ran out, and I hauled wood out with horses, and that was maybe about 5-6 years, and then pretty soon they come in with little cats, little John Deere cats, and that, so they went to machinery then.
Now, did you find business opportunity in the transformation from the horses to the...
Yeah, I thought I could do anything anybody else could do, and that's just the way I was. I went out harvesting in Nipaw, Minnedosa, and Swan Lake was the first time I went out. I was 14 years old, driving horses, and then I was in Prince George, B.C. I worked in a logging camp there. Then I spent 10 years in the United States Air Force. I got discharged after two terms, 8 years I put in, and I was going to stay for 20. I had a nice retirement. I didn't get along too well with the military, with the things that they were doing. I thought that was wrong. And until today, I still say what they're doing is wrong.
So now, closer to home, business. You know, what other businesses were you involved in? Was there one business that really resonated?
Years and years ago, I worked for the Booth Fishery. I was going to school then. I was, I think, 7 years old, making fish boxes I was making. And then I commercial fished, not for myself, but I worked for commercial fishermen. But then they closed off the Lake of the Woods now. You can't. They don't allow no fishing there, commercial.
Have you noticed, over the course of your working life, have you noticed a change in the attitudes of First Nations businessmen, people, the way they deal with them or with them themselves? Have you seen change?
I've seen a lot of change in Indian affairs and Southeast Council. I was on the council for quite a few years.
Your son, John, who is the chief now, You must be very proud of him. I mean, he has really taken up the cause, so to speak, and moved so much, so quickly, so forward.
Yeah, he did. He had. He's made sure he got his education. That's what I wanted to make sure of. Because I told him, I said, you're going to deal with lawyers and consultants. And so I said, you got to know what you're doing, you know. The biggest thing I can say about all of this, the whole spank, all I have one word, Indian affairs, is causing our trouble. But if the sooner we get rid of Indian affairs, the better off we'll be. We'd be able to do our own and have control of our lands.
Well, you know, Jim, it's interesting. You know, we're sitting talking about change, and some things never change. And something tells me that what you've just stated about Indian affairs is as true today as it was many, many years ago, that there is an impediment there that works against a lot of things that are common sense. On that note, I just want to say to you, Jim Thunder, congratulations and Chi Miigwech for being with us here on Nation Talk. Jim Thunder, the 2013 Hall of Fame laureate for the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business. Thank you, Jim, for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you and good luck.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.